Well, good afternoon. Let me take a couple of minutes out of your time, just chat with you for a couple of minutes before we close down our show today. First of all, thank you so much for joining us for the extended news at noon. Whether you're joining us live, you're joining us, you can listen to this on Alexa. You can listen to our news there. You can listen to our interviews that we have for you. We post those on our website. And typically, this is the time where you would hear Dave Malarkey with It's Your Turn. So what we have done is, in place of that for the time being, because Dave's working from home right now, is we have offered you the extended news at noon. And so in that, we have mixed in the interviews after 12:30 to be able to offer you an array of information, because there's a lot of information to share right now. So we do appreciate you joining us any way that you can. So if you want to listen to our interviews online, what you do is you go onto our website at WISR680.com and you pick programs, then pick It's Your Turn. Because again, typically this is It's Your Turn's hour. And so that's where you're going to find the interviews. You can just scroll down and find the description that you would like to listen to. We've kept the same picture there, so it makes it easy, and you can go that route. So you can listen to our interviews that way if you want to go online. The other point that I wanted to bring up to you before I leave you today, I was thinking about all the small businesses out there, all the large businesses out there, the economy, and how people were trying to get back to work and trying to get money flowing again in the economy, especially the local economy. And I continually hear about local businesses, small businesses, and how it's important to shop local. And I agree with that. I agree with that totally. The reason I was thinking of that is because we here at Butler Radio understand that quite a bit, because we are a small local company. We're not corporate owned. I've worked for corporate companies before, and this is a small, Butler Radio is a small, locally owned business. And I say that to you because if you are starting to reopen, or if you had to change your business model a little bit, or maybe you're trying to create a business during this time, if that's what you're doing, now is a really good time to advertise. And we are a vehicle in which you can do that. And we've been doing this for like 80 years. I mean, we've been establishing effective communication for, I think, about 80 years. And so when you're thinking about how do you get the word out about your small business, you could be helping us as a small business continuing to function and continuing to do what we do if you decide that you would like to advertise with us. Now, let me explain a couple of different ways that you can do this, because before you hear me and say, oh, radio, I know it's so expensive, and I understand where you're coming from with that, but let me just explain a couple of things. Because we have had advertisers or clients choose very inexpensive ways to be able to get the word out to their clients through us, through Butler Radio, and it's been very affordable. So if you're going to do I say smaller commercial, but a length that's like 15 seconds, you can choose that option, and it doesn't cost you as much as if you were going to do a morning drive commercial that's 60 seconds. So you have that option right there. We have on-air sponsorship. So let's say if we're reading a newscast, a lot of times you'll hear us say, this news is being brought to you by, and then we go ahead and read what we call a tag. You can pay for that if that's all you want to do. You could do that for sports in particular. Let's say that you are a physical therapy, right? That's your business. You're a physical therapist. And you want to sponsor just our sportscasts. You could do that. And then we can line you up with that. And that's a great way to connect with your audience and your potential clients. Weather the same. Let's say you want to talk about tires and changing your tires, like West End Tire Service, right? You could end up being a part of our weather sponsorships, because if you have to change your tires for the wet weather that's coming, see how all that connects? So we can really partner you with the right spot in order to meet your clients. It's not just a matter of just throwing on a radio commercial just to throw it on. We want you to get your clients and be connecting with those clients. So let me just read a couple other things. Alexa sponsorships, we have that. We do have our printed news sheet, and we are trying to figure out different ways to continue to make sure that that's going. But we have digital means as well. So our news sheet also gets sent out to people's emails. And if you are sponsoring that, there are, I just saw a sponsorship yesterday when I opened my email, and there, voila, is our newsletter. And there was a sponsorship right on top. And I thought, oh, I haven't seen them right on top before. So, you know, it caught my attention, and I even work here. So that's how you can really catch somebody's attention digitally. So we have the news sheet digitally. We have a lunch break digitally. We have on our website banner ads. They're called banner ads, but that's where you see where it keeps flipping around and you have different ads. It's kind of like an online billboard. You can be on there. We have mobile apps that you can be a part of. So it's interesting because, yes, we are Butler Radio. Radio is a part of our name, but you don't need a radio anymore to listen to radio. I think that's so ironic, and I've been doing this for a long time in radio. So to say we're radio and you don't need a radio is kind of odd, but that's where we are. The talk shows. In the mornings when you hear Let's Talk, that is a talk show that you can pay for a half an hour block, 30 minutes just to focus on your particular business and your message that you want to be able to try to focus on. But if 30 minutes is too long, maybe it's not the money that you want to spend, because it's somewhere a little over, I can't remember, a little over $100, but I can't remember the exact figure right in front of me. But if that's too long of a time and you don't want to be on that long, or if you don't want to pay a little over $100, what you would end up doing is you could go down to a 10-minute business spotlight. It's going to be cheaper for you. I'm going to throw out something like, I think it's $60. Again, I don't have the figures in front of me. That's why I'm on air. That's why we have a sales department, because they're the ones that have the exact figures that can walk all this, walk you through all of this. But I think it's something around $60 if you want to just do a 10-minute business spotlight. So do you have $60? That we could just focus on you, what you're doing. That's the kind of option that you have. We have on-air radio contests. We have interaction or interactive digital contests. And when we get back to it, when we're allowed to get back to it, we have events like the Wine Fest, the Butler County Wine Fest. If you're a winery, maybe that's a good connection for you. And we can get you outlined with the best way to reach your clients. So again, it's just a moment to let you know that you have different options with us, and you don't have to think 60-second commercials and you have this big, long run, and although there's benefit in that, by the way, and we can explain that to you. But if you're afraid to go radio because you think it's so expensive, give us an opportunity to walk you through the options that we have. And if you think radio, well, nobody has a radio in their house anymore. One, there are a lot of people who do, but I understand your thought in that. Again, we're digital, we're online, we have the website, we have Alexa-powered devices, we have apps that go on your phone, and then we have the traditional radio broadcast that you can listen to our products. So we have expanded so much from where we started in this industry that there are options for you as a business to reach your clients. And again, it's small businesses helping small businesses, and we are one of those locally owned small businesses. So just something to think about as you're going throughout your day and as you're trying to get back to whatever sense of normalcy that we are getting into or trying to see what it looks like, right? What does normal look like at this point? But it is small businesses helping small business. We are one of those. Communication is key when you're trying to reach your clients. And with us, with Butler Radio, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've been doing this for so long that we know how to effectively communicate your message with your potential clients. You can join us online for our parent company. It's butlerradio.com. You can access any of our radio stations from there. You can get our news department at butlerradio.com. If you want to call us, feel free and do that. It's 724-283-1500. That is our office line, 724-283-1500. Or you can always email us. That email address is frontdesk@bcrnetwork.com. So frontdesk@bcrnetwork.com. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow with WISR 680 AM.